Okay, fun seekers, here's the introduction to bonds, bond research assignment for chapter 8. Unlike stocks, there are few free, reliable places to research bonds. Now, the only one that I have found that's halfway decent is FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority. And for a few years now, they've been actually using Morningstar. It wasn't even FINRA's. I mean, you pointed to FINRA's website, but they basically threw you over to Morningstar and made it look like it was on FINRA's website. But they just threw us a curveball just a couple of weeks ago, switched to their own website now, which is a little bit more powerful, but a hell of a lot harder to use. So I don't know what's going on here. FINRA is the entity that oversees brokers and brokerage companies. And on their website, you can actually investigate any broker, any brokerage company, and see what kind of hanky-panky they've been up to. It's called disciplinary action. So they also are charged with making markets more transparent and making it easier for investors to invest. And so I guess they said, you know what? There's not a real easy way to look up bond quotes, so I guess we got to do it. Because as we said in the presentation, you know, bond investors typically, they want you to come up with at least $25,000 minimum per trade. And typically it's a whole lot more. So it's not very easy to trade bonds. And usually you have to have a whole lot of money. And so you probably have your own private broker. The exception, of course, is the treasurydirect.gov, where you can get treasury bonds for the same price that the big boys and girls get them on Wall Street. But we've already done that. So let's try using the FINRA website. Now, you're going to want to go through the presentation because it's not that easy to use. It's not particularly that hard, but it's also didn't make it really easy. So we're going to look up some corporate bonds. And what you're going to want to do is make sure you choose, I said January 1st, 2024 to December 31st, 2030. You could choose any time frame, but if you don't, they're going to show you bonds that matured 10 years ago or 20 years ago. I don't know why they do that. I mean, that's not very useful. They already matured. So they're also going to give you a whole lot more information than you need, and it's kind of hard to scroll back and forth. So all we're going to ask for is the coupon rate, the maturity rate, S&P 500, I'm sorry, S&P rating, Standard & Poor's rating, not the S&P 500, but the S&P rating, or Moody's. You want to do Moody's, that's fine. The price and the yield for the highest yielding bond that you can find. So be sure to watch the presentation. Then we're going to want you to look up some Southwest Community College bonds. Now, this is even weirder. Definitely check the presentation, because if you look up the bonds, they all say that they're par, which is obviously not true. But if you use trade activity, then you will see the actual prices that were paid for these bonds and what these bonds sold for. And then do the same for Ford. Now notice you have to put in Ford Space Motor, MTR. If you just type Ford, you're going to get hundreds and hundreds of bonds, nothing having to do with Ford, because anytime you have F-O-R-D, so like Bedford or something like that, it doesn't bother to notice that it's not a Ford company. So check it out. Remember, when you do your quotes, remember to multiply by 10, because they do percentage of par. And since all bonds, not all bonds, but most all bonds, at least in our class, will be $1,000 denominations, you multiply by 10. Now, this next link, number 4, is from Fidelity, which actually has a pretty darn good website for bonds. Now, I don't have a Fidelity account, so I haven't been able to explore it. But they say they'll give you tens of thousands of bond quotes. But on this one page that you'll land on, the FIL landing page, I guess fixed income landing, if that's what that stands for, they will give you the spreads, the current yields, and the differences between U.S. Treasury bonds, A-rated municipal bonds, and A-rated corporate bonds. So now, what is the spread? Remember, spread means difference. So what is the two-year Treasury rate, what is the A-rated municipal rate, and then what's the difference? How much more our treasury's paying or how much more our municipal paying. And the same do the same thing for A-rated corporate. Now, the A-rated corporate should be higher than the treasury's. The A-rated municipal may or may not be higher. Usually it is, but sometimes it's not. And as we said, Fidelity is a very savvy investment company. They will let you search for 100,000 individual bonds, but you've got to open up a brokerage firm with them. And then the last one is just for the experience of investigating a certain type of investment called an SMBS, stripped mortgage-backed security. And why are they called stripped? You'll see when you read about them. There's also stripped T's. Those are treasuries. And in what they've done is they've pulled apart the bond. The bond now has two parts. One part that pays you the interest and the other part that pays you the principal. So these securities have been stripped of their interest payments, and you can buy each one separately. And why would you want to do that? Think about it. If you're just looking for income and you don't care about the principal, you buy the stripped security that just pays you the interest. But if you're only interested in accumulating and building your nest egg, you're not living off the interest, you could buy the principal only part of the security. But what's the problems? Well, I want you to do a little research. And what would you think these are suitable investments for most investors? So in other words, we want you to play. We want you to research. We want you to get lost in a nice way and see what you think about bonds. And yes, bonds are boring. Bonds are stodgy. Bonds are reliable. Dear students, we are so proud of you. Thank you so much for being in our class, and think of how much you have learned. You are awesome.